All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Time of the week where we do some car reviews, Richard. And what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so drove a really, well, I guess one of my more enjoyable cars, to be honest with you, of late. And that's for a lot of, for the value and just for a lot of things. And that's the 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. And this was the Nightshade package, which we'll kind of get into. As it sits, Dad, 56,818, again, for that hybrid. Fuel economy, 36 and 32 for an average of 34. And the reason I'm leading off with that is because that, to me, is one of the best-selling features of this car. And we've talked about this in the past, right, with Toyota and their hybrid systems and just the hybrid, especially with fuel prices there, the hybrid system is really second to none. And what we mean by that is just it works really well, Dad, and it gives you an extra, I don't know, I would say 10 to potentially 20% of added range onto the vehicle just through that extra fuel economy. It works really well. It's simple to obviously simple to operate. You don't have to do anything. And then on the Highlander itself, Dad, so the Grand Highlander is basically a Highlander, just bigger, right? It gives you a little bit more room. That third row is a little bit more spacious. There's a little bit more room behind the third row. It's not of these large SUV variety, mm-hmm. Dad. It's still kind of that mid-size SUV, but it's still a great value for the vehicle. And again, you have it's got a, let me see here, the base hybrid is a 245 horsepower base hybrid engine, and this is second for the model year, Dad, for it was introduced in 2024, but it's obviously 2025 now. It really is phenomenal. The interior portions are everything that you'd want. There's a bunch of cup holders, great center storage space for purses or for all of the kids nonsense that you would say, mm-hmm. that you need when you have kids running around. It's got enough room in the middle row for two booster seats or two kind of full-size seats. This model had the captain's chairs, which worked really nice, Dad. People could get back to that third row if they needed. And like I said, the fuel economy really is great on this hybrid. And you've driven the Highlanders in the past.
Great
and
car.
It's one of your more favorite kind of mid-size SUVs.
Yeah, great size car. It's positioned very well as far as in its class. In fact, I think, to your point, in the Grand Highlander being a little bit larger, I mean, it really is outside of probably the minivan choice or stepping up into a full bore, you know, frame, you know, body on frame SUV. This is going to be one of your top choices for the money.
It is, Dad, and that Nightshade is sort of just kind of adds a little bit. It adds a darker theme,
it does.
Right? I don't have all of the specs as far as what it does, but it is exactly that. It kind of adds a little bit different, some darker texture to it, and different features that way. But it's, again, like you say, that it's a really efficient vehicle. And what we mean by that, folks, is outside of the hybrid, just how it's designed. And it really is family-focused, family-centered. All of the controls are available for you. You've got heated and ventilated seats. I think you have a heated steering wheel in this. You have a 360-degree camera system. That's a really great feature. You've got a panoramic roof on this vehicle, Dad. You also have the panoramic view monitoring system. Again, really a fun car. I enjoyed driving it. Owned a hybrid, or not home, but owned a original Highlander, I should say, not the Grand Highlander before, Dad.
Right.
And this extra room was really nice, but it didn't make the car feel that much bigger. So,
gotcha.
Folks, if you're interested, head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive, again, 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.